with approaching, discuss a little bit in Mitzvah Hashem about the inyan of Limud HaTorah, sweetness of Limud HaTorah. One of the kashas that Chassam Sofer raises, and the Farshim speak about, is the irony that Shavuos is Yom Matan Torahseinu, yet if one looks in the Torah, there's no mention in the Torah that Shavuos is the actual day of giving of the Torah. The Torah attaches the celebration of Shavuos to the Bikurim, to the Ketzir Achitim, to the Simcha Besada. So how can such an amazing day in the Jewish calendar and the most significant day in the history of the world be overlooked by pomegranates or tomatoes? Another thing we have to consider, of course, is the fact that if you turn to Pesach and you turn to Sukkot, there's so many mitzvahs maisius which are given on those days. Mitzvahs galore, the sitting in the sukkah, to all the possible mitzvahs which one can do in the sukkah, to the arba minim, v'chule v'chule, of course Pesach as well. Shavuah is nada. Not a single ma'isa mitzvah which we have. Also, of course, that which Chazal say, as we'll get to Mitzvah Hashem, that although there may be a machlekes tanoim regarding yontiv, balancing out the lashem of a lachem, is it kula lachem, is it kula lashem, or is it chatzi lachem, a chatzi lashem? Gemara concludes that everybody agrees, kol dam amaydi, the batzeres, the ba'in anami lachem, that there has to be some degree of lachem which takes place by Kabbalah Satara. Now regarding this question of the Chassam Sefer, why the Torah does not mention the fact that Shavuos is in fact Yom Matan Torahseinu, one can answer simply, and as Azoi state in Sfar Maktashon, it's to teach us that really every single day is a Bechina of Matan Torahseinu. That every single day, Shiu Beinecha Kachadashim, every day is a new Bahara Nina B'Sara Secha. It's a new aspect, new hisgalus of Torah, which is particular for that day of world of 6,000 years. So, it's not mesugal, it's not appropriate to say, this is the day of Yom Matan Torahseinu. Every single day has that potential, and is in fact true to the Loim Deha Torah. We have to ask every single day from Hashem Yisbarach that He should give us new insights in Torah. Each and every day is a day of Kabbalah Sal Torah and Mitzvahs. Another answer which is given, and this is the answer of the Chassam Sefer, is that Torah is called an ol. So 613 mitzvahs to be Mekayim, a person is Meshubit to Torah. As such, Hashem Yisrach doesn't expect that a Jew should rejoice in the receiving of Torah. It's an obligation. Kof alim har kagigas. However, with that being said, it says the Chassam Sofer, although Hashem, in His kindness and His love for Bnei Yisrael, says, listen, I know Torah is difficult, it's not easy, I'm going to turn this into a yontav which you celebrate your hard work. Look at what you've achieved. Look at these first fruits, time to reap those rewards of all of your amelis and your hishtadlis in the field. We, however, on the other hand, when we come, on this day, we don't say a single thing about Bikurim. We don't say anything about the Ketzira. It's a day of, in Tfila, Atav HaChartan Mikol HaAmim, Zman Matan Tarasim. That's what we choose to focus on. It's very similar to the Teretz, which is given by both the Kedushas Levi and Levon Agon, in regards to why it is that in the Davening we refer to the day of Pesach as Pesach, whereas Hashem Yisbarach and the Torah always refers to it as the Chag HaMatzos, to which they answer, that each one is looking out for the other one. As the Gemara says about tefillin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, maksivdei, what does it say in it? Bikamcha Yisrael goyecha ba'aretz. What does it say in our tefillin? Shivcha demarayu, it says, l'shavach HaVashem Yisborach. Shema Yisrael HaShem Elokin HaShem Echad. Each one is glorifying the other one. This is a true, healthy relationship. Of course, Pesach is the beginning of the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. And being that Pesach is considered to be the root of Shavuos, where we're going to, and from another perspective, Shavuos is the tachlis, and therefore, everything we have on Pesach is just a ha'ara from Shavuos. We find the same concept. But this is what it means, a relationship, Yom Chasunasa, Zemat and Torah, that each one chooses how to glorify the other one. You say, Hashem, this is not a day of Bikurim, this is a day of Zman Matan Tarasenu. And Hashem says, I know it's not easy. It's a day of Simcha the Sadeh. But what emerges, of course, is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and this is really one of the Nakudas here, is that when it comes to giving Torah, to receiving Torah, that a Jew should choose Torah. That there should be a Bechira. That a Jew has to choose Torah over everything else which there is. This was the whole scenario of Matan Torah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there were two aspects to Matan Torah. There was the Kafalim Harkagigas, and then there's the Nasa V'Nishma aspect. And of course, the Rishonim, they all ask, why do we need both? If there was a Kafalim Harkagigas, then why is there a Nasa V'Nishma? And if there's a Nasa V'Nishma, why would there need to be a Kafalim Harkagigas? But their answer is, and one of the answers given, is that a Jew needs to be able to make a choice. Mitzad Kuchabicho, it's an all. And the world needs it. It needs those to learn Torah. Yom HaShishi, the whole world was Toila in this Yom HaShishi. But Mitzidenu, although HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Kofalim Har Kegigas, it's incumbent upon us to say, no, this is not an all. Fakert. This is the greatest delight. There's no greater simcha than receiving Torah. And so therefore, Nasa V'Nishma. Just finished making bar mitzvah for my son. One of the things which I spoke about was that for a bar mitzvah boy, the bar mitzvah is mamish a matan Torah for himself. It's a personal matan Torah. It's a day that he has to be able to be mekabel the old Torah mitzvahs. So you should think that it's a very difficult day. On the one hand, we say baruch shepterani mi'ansha shalazeh. Like you're relieved. It's a certain relief, according to one pshat of baruch shepterani. The relief that the father has that it's not upon him anymore. Serious business, this Torah mitzvahs. But that's not what we do. And we don't just leave it as a baruch shavtzvah miyach shalazeh fakert. We make it into a big simcha. We celebrate the fact that he's now nichnas ba'ol Torah mitzvahs. To help him appreciate that this is not something which is difficult. It's something which is the life of a Jew. This is kim chayin v'arechameinu v'hem nega yom v'alayla. V'avoscha atos rimeno. This is the greatest display of Hashem's ava, the fact that he gave us Torah. We see this, in fact, in the Megillah Rus, which we read, of course, on Shavuos. We see that the Megillah tells us, "Vayochal Boaz, vayesh, vayitav liba, vayavo lishkav b'ksei harema." It says that on that night that Rus was sneaking up on Boaz, as told to her from Nami. Megillah tells us, "Vayesh, vayitav liba." So the Medrash here tells us, what does it mean, vayitav libo, that he drank and he had good heart? Vayitav libo sha'asak v'divrei Torah. That he was learning Torah. It's appropriate for these days, of course, of Shavuos, because the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, B'nai Sazcha primarily, that the 50 days of the Omer, the 49 days of the Omer, are broken up by Lag Ba'Omer, which is two-thirds in, which divides the days of Sfira into Lev Tov. Right? The first 32 days is Lev, and the second are the 17 days, which is Gematria Tov. So all the days of Omer are days of Lev Tov. Leading up to what? To Kabbalah Satara. How appropriate that in the Megillah itself, it says Vayitav Libo, that he had a Lev Tov, and Chazal Darshana, that he was being Osik B'Torah. Now on the Medrash, one of the Mefarshim called the Igeres Shmuel. He writes something very nice here. The continuation of the pasuk, as we said, tells us Vayavo Lishkav Bikse Harima, that he went to sleep in the granary. Right? Harima is also a reference to the Omer, of course. What was he doing there? And what's the juxtaposition from the fact that he had Simchas Aleiv in Limud HaTorah? So he writes as follows, Kloimar, Afal Pisha Haisa Eis Vias HaSa'orim, even though this was the time of the winnowing of the Sa'orim, V'derech HaNashim Lismoyach, it's a Gevaldik Simcha for the farmers, L'habit B'ribit Hu'asan, they should be able to look at all the Tfuah which they amassed. It's a big accomplishment. Avo Boaz Lo Pana El Havolim. He was not concerned about this. Ki Tov Lo Tayres Hashem Ya'alfei Zohav HaChesef. So therefore, the Megillah is not just telling us that, by the way, happened to be the night that when Rus came, he was sleeping in the granary and he was looking in Torah. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat was, this was the celebration for him. To be in the Arema on that night, in the Goyrin, and to see that all the Hatzlacha which he had over this year, Afal Pichin Vayitev Libo, on this night, he turned his attention to the Simcha which he had in learning. So therefore, how appropriate it is that we read the Megillas Rus to convey this message of the Chasam Sofer, that although the Torah makes a big deal out of the Simcha of the Bikurim, of the Ksir Achitim, nevertheless, we choose to make the Simcha's Ma'amatan Terasenu. We see that from Boaz himself, the God of Hador, that his Vayitev Libo Chazal say was Amilas in Torah, the excitement from Torah. Above all, which is the greatest accomplishment, which is the tour for that year, but by Boaz, Toiv Le'Toras Hashem, may Alfei Zohav HaChesef. And of course, the same could be true about Rus, who was the primary figure of the Megillah, that when it came time for Rus to make the decision what her life path would be, so she chose Naomi, and she chose the way of life, the Jewish way of life. And when we take a look at who this Rus was, whether she was mamish, the daughter of Eglon, or whether she was not, she was certainly a princess. And she had all the material, wealth, success, delicacies. Everything was in front of her. And the story of Rus was that she chose Torah. She chose the Torah way of life above everything else. So it's not just a demonstration of Kabbalah Satira, which is why it's appropriate to read on the day of Kabbalah Satira. It's a Kabbalah Satira in the highest sense that she made the choice to choose Torah over everything else in life. May Alfei Zohav HaChesef. What's interesting to point out is that the Zohar Kodesh tells us about this Naomi, that Rus chose to be Dovik herself to this Naomi. So Naomi, who is this Naomi? And who is this Boaz? So the Zohar Kodesh tells us Boaz is a reference to Torah. Boaz, of course, not only is he the Gadol Hador, as Chazal say Mefurish, he was the Rosh of the Sanhedrin. Boaz also itself is a reference to Torah, because Chazal say Ein Oz Ela Torah. So Boaz is a reference to Torah. The Zohar says, who is this Naomi? Naomi is, the Zohar says, Ne'imu Doraisa, the sweetness of Torah. So the fact that Rus, she was Dovik herself to Boaz, and she was Dovik herself to Naomi, means she was Dovik to her, to what? To the Ne'imu Doraisa, to the Torah Kedosha, to the sweetness in Torah. That the reason why she was able to leave behind all of the physical material beauties of the world was because of her Ne'ima Daraisa. And this is very important. And this is one of the mistakes that many people make, is that people feel that attaching themselves to learn Limud HaTorah is at the expense of the world. It's not at the expense of the world. It's a choice that a person makes and he continues to make as he continues to grow, that he sees that the sweetness of Torah is sweeter than everything else. It says here about Boaz, in the middle of the night, she found her by his legs. So the Tanchuma says, it's not that she woke him up. He was up already. He woke up at midnight to learn Torah. Like David HaMelech, who comes from Boaz. Is that the pshat that a person tries to wake up at midnight to learn Torah? The Zohar says that the neshama of the Jew wakes him up to learn Torah. Why does the neshama wake him up to learn Torah? Because the neshama has such a sweetness from learning Torah, the neshama wants to wake him up. Of course, it's an aspect that that a person should try to push a little bit, but it's not the var that the person pushes himself to wake up at Chatzais. A person grows and he grows and he grows in his ni'ima d'raisa, then the sweetness of Torah wakes him up. It's very important. People make that mistake and they have expectations of themselves. Why am I not? It's a path. But the more that a person becomes attached to Torah, that he tastes the sweetness of Torah, the Torah's sweetness wakes him up. That's why he was waking up by Hibachatzi Alayla. Because he had that ni'ima d'raisa. This is, of course, the pshat, the haftas Hashem Elokecha, that a person should come to love Hashem. So the Chazal say, Ketzach, how does a person come to love Hashem like that? So the Medrash says, V'hayu hadvim hayud alav avecha, that if a person learns Torah, he'll come to that avas Hashem. It's not that a person forces himself. It's that through liman ha-Torah, that if a person learns Torah properly, either with the kinyani ha-Torah, or even higher than that, that he learns Torah l'shma, in kamakum laharech b'zeh, it's not that a person forces himself to love Hashem b'chol ma'odah, b'chol nafshah, b'chol levavoy. It's that by learning Torah, it becomes natural that a person has such an avas Hashem that he chooses these things over levavoy, over nafshah, over ma'odah, b'chol midah, midah. Whatever your ma'odah is, you choose that, you choose the Torah over that. It's a natural process that the neshama has such a gishmak from limud haTorah that he doesn't have to force himself to do that. But that's how a person knows whether he's on the derech haTorah or not. But the more that he's able to taste the sweetness of the limud haRaisa, that he knows that the Torah is opening up to him, that's a simen that something's going right in his limud haTorah. The same is true about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah. The whole shaila whether or not Moshe ate upstairs, he didn't eat upstairs. Maybe he did eat because of the minhag hamakom, or he appeared to eat. At the end of the day, Moshe seemingly does not eat in Shemayim. One would think that that's a nes. That's a nes. But it's not just a nes. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu did not eat. It's that Moshe couldn't eat. If you're learning Torah mipi Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have any segue what that means. To learn Torah mipi Kadosh Baruch Hu. If a person has a Rebbe, and whenever his Rebbe teaches him Torah, even if the Rebbe says even Pashat Zachen, he feels that it's mamish so amazing. There's just something so sweet that when this person says it and it comes out of his mouth, it tastes much sweeter than anybody else. You know that to be true. You can sit by a person and give me, telling you this, you know, mamish big chidushim in learning. And you feel that it's dry. And you have another person that when he tells you Torah, that even though he may not say the most amazing things, it's sweet to you. That's something that when it comes out of this person's mouth, the Torah is sweet. That's certainly true by people who have a love for Torah, that you can listen to them talk about Torah and debate Torah because you can taste the sweetness because it's so sweet in their mouths. It's like they're allowing you to taste the Torah which is coming out of their mouths, how it tastes to them. Not always is Torah so sweet. It depends who's giving over the Torah. Every person's Torah is Torah Asoy, it's his Torah. He gives it over with his Madrega. You can imagine a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Torah is Shashu of Shalak Kadosh Baruch Hu. What that means, that Hashem is giving over His Chidushim in Torah, Mipiv. That's what we see every day before we learn Torah. We see Ayihi Ratzon, Ki Hashem Yitain Chachma Mipiv Da'as Yisvina. We ask that Hashem should give us the Torah from His mouth. Ki Nesinasi Misinai. The sweetness of Torah, that the Bnei Yisrael were chalishing on every single word. That every single word of Torah which they heard from Hashem, they needed a tchias amesim because they became so attached to the Torah that they were able, it just took the neshama out of them. It wasn't just that the word of Hashem killed them. It chopped them down. It wasn't that it chopped them down. That they couldn't contain themselves. The neshama wouldn't stay in their bodies because of the ni'imah d'raisa. When we speak about mesiras nefesh, which a Jew makes in Torah, it's not that he makes an actual mesiras nefesh. He says he chooses that because the Torah is so sweet. Not that they push themselves to learn Torah. It's a mysterious nefesh not to do these things. And Moshe Rabbeinu hears Torah mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is so sweet. How could you eat? How could you eat when the Torah is so sweet? Like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, about he who learns Torah. Mishnah says, I want to get the exact lashon. Bear with me for 1 second. Mishnah says, we've quoted this before, different contexts in Perek Dalet. Hillel says, in the context here, Hillel is saying that anybody who abuses Torah, that he's nehenef from Divei Torah, then noitel chayiv min ha'olam, as if like he's chayiv misa. Tzadikim types differently. If a person would have his hana comes from Torah, everybody needs a certain amount of hana in his life in order to live. Devin Ezra writes this, psychologists, Lahavdil talk about this. Everybody needs a certain amount of tainug in order to continue. And the Mishnah is telling us, if a person's tainug comes from Torah, that's his hana, he has no longer any other desires for any physical pleasures in this world whatsoever. That's what it means in Ima Deraisa. This is perhaps why on Shavuos there's no mitzvahs on Shavuos. Like we said before, that the Gemara says, Yerushalmi, kol chafetzach ala yeshuva, that even the mitzvahs don't compare to Torah. That there's a certain sweetness in Torah that a Jew has in the liman haTorah itself, that everything becomes bottled to that Ne'ima D'Raisa. And therefore, on the day of Ne'ima D'Raisa, on the sweetness of Torah, all the other mitzvahs become bottled to that. Of course, that's not always true. We say, B'makom she'yevshel asas ha'idei achirim, a person has to be mafsik from Limud HaTorah. But Kodesh Baruch Hu made a day of Limud HaTorah, which is a day called, that it's efshel asas ha'idei achirim, that it's a day of Limud HaTorah, where no other mitzvahs are going to come and to interfere in that simcha of the Ne'ima D'Raisa on the day of Kabbalah Satayra. It's a day of Limud HaTorah per se. And in fact, the person who reaches a madrega that he has such an Ne'ima D'Raisa, nothing will ever be mafsikim. It's a madrega to reach. The more that a person becomes davik to Torah, the more that Kadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates his life in a way that nothing will be mevatel him. You don't become a Rav Yashiv sitting and learning all day just because. It's not just hashkacha. It's because you love Torah so much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts people in your world that they take care of things for you. Okay, you need to get something from the drugstore? So somebody will do it for you. Why? Because Hashem puts people in that person's life that they want to take care of so this person can learn Torah. I had somebody who was very influential in my life. I was still in high school. Remember, I knew nothing. I still know nothing, but I knew even less then. I didn't know anything about learning. But there was one person who came for a seed program. He ended up becoming a very close friend of mine. He was sitting, he would teach me, we would learn a little bit. The first marsha I ever learned was with him. I never knew who the marsha was. Never learned the Maram Shif before. And even when he wasn't learning with me, he was learning in the Beis Medrash, and I took care of his lunches. I took care of his meals. Why did I do that? Because I appreciated and I understood that there's something that this Jew loves to learn Torah. This Jew needs to be taken care of. This is a person who, where did that come from inside of me? I don't know, it came from Hashem. Why did it come from Hashem? Because Hashem wanted that this Jew should be learning Torah. He shouldn't have to be mevatel himself to be able to figure out where he's going to get lunch today and dinner today and have to leave. So I was a shliach for that person to be able to say he should be able to continue to learn Torah. And mamash such a masikas in Torah, even now today. Mamash such a masikas in Torah, just to watch him learn Torah is a delight. So I was a shliach for him. And Rav Yashiv, who was a bigger tzaddik and was a bigger Ne'ima D'Raisa, Hashem sluchim for him. Rav Chaim Kanevsky, oh. Hashem puts people in the lives of these people that they want nothing more than Torah. Like the Mishnah says in Avos, that a person is makabel al Torah, ma'avir mimenu ol malchus v'ol derech eres. To be makabel Torah means you're makabel it that it becomes your sweetness, and then there's what's called ol derech eres and ol malchus. Those are the real ols. Not Torah is not the ol. A person has an ol in his life that he has to bear. If a person is makabel Torah as the sweetness, then all the other things will become in his life alls. A person has to choose what he wants his all to be in life. Rav Strelitzker, Rav Uli Strelitzker. So once on Shavuos, it says that when he came to the pasuk, which we say in Davening, Hanachamadim Mizav Mipazrav, so the Talmidim noticed that he didn't eat the whole Shavuos, and he explained why. He said, when I said that pasuk in Davening, he said, I lost all chishik at all to eat on this day. So for the whole Shavuos, he didn't eat. Because when he daherd, what means pshat pasuk, Hanachamadim Mizav Mipazrav, Mesukim Midvash, what could be sweeter than Torah? So it's not that he made the choice not to eat. He says he couldn't eat. Nitl chayim min ha'olam. He couldn't eat anymore on Shavuos. Like the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish had such an attachment to Torah, such a sweetness in Torah. That, you know, what we do is that in order to stay up all night learning, which is the very beginning, so we take a nap on Erev Shavuos and so that we can be able to stay up all night Shavuos night. The Chazon Ish, he learned all Erev Shavuos. And then he learned all the night of Shavuos. And then after the night was over in davening, he learned in the morning, and then he learned in the afternoon. And he said to somebody who noticed that he's learning, he says, how can you sleep on a day like this? How can you sleep? It's not the pshat that you stay up all night because you prepare to stay up all night. There's such an excitement for Limud HaTorah, there's such an excitement for it. How can you sleep? How could you sleep? Nid l'chayim in ha'olam. It's ahava mekalkelas ha'shura. Just you do things differently. It's that you love the Torah so much. This is what's normal. That's the word of the Chazon Ish. This is the same Chazon Ish of which I heard from my Rebbe, Zechon Levracha, Zech Tzadok Levracha, Rav Chaim Brim Zatzal. I heard him Piv, he was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish. This is the same Chazon Ish, as I've told the story before, that he was once sitting by an empty plate. By an empty plate. And he turned to his wife and he said to his wife, he said, did I eat yet? Did I eat yet? Can you imagine? Did I eat yet? What do you mean, did you eat yet? Is your tummy full or is it not full? Imagine if you were sitting upstairs on the fourth floor land of college, right? After eating a dinner like that, after eating a lunch like that, you said to yourself, did I eat yet? What do you mean, did you eat yet? This is a person who was mufshat from Olam Hazeh. It wasn't pshat that he was mufshat, that he was separate from this world. This was his life. His life was Limud HaTorah. He didn't know whether he ate or not. His real eating was Torah. As David HaMalach says, Tayrasta b'seich me'ai. What I really eat, my real achila, is the Torah Kedoshah. And perhaps this is the pshat also why, when it comes to Shavuos, although on Pesach we have to eat matzahs, there's a chiyuv achila, you have to eat matzahs, it's a chiyuv achila. On Sukkah there's a chiyuv achila, you have to eat in the Sukkah, there's no chiyuv achila on Shavuos. There's no bezundra mitzvahs of achila. You have to eat something on Shavuos. The only thing that I know you have to eat on Shavuos is cheesecake. That's my first Uncle Moshe song. There's a song called Willoughby Wallaby. I think this is like, I knew this song from my kids, so it's probably, it's you're before this, and unless you have kids, then you wouldn't know about this song. But one of the Willoughby Wallabies is that he goes through every single yantif, and by each yantif, he talks about what the mitzvah's hayom is. He says, Willoughby Wallaby Westrog, on Sukkot we all take the Asra. Willoughby Wallaby Wofar, on Rosh Hashanah we all take the Shofar. Willoughby Wallaby Wheezcake, on Shavuos we all eat cheesecake. So, shtein on Komaishi that the chefsa shal mitzvah on Shavuos is cheesecake. I never saw tzaddikim eating cheesecake on Shavuos. Is it a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? It's inyan to eat machal lechalav. I understand. It's a minig to eat machal lechalav. There's a minig to eat on Shavuos. So Lanias 90, the reason why the cheesecake is the mitzvah hayom on Shavuos is because you're not. It's chosen as a mitzvah hayom because you're not supposed to eat it. I'm not suggesting this for everybody. I'm telling you about madrigas of tzaddikim. The reason why cheesecake is the chefs of shalmitzah is because you're supposed to break your taiva to eat the cheesecake and to not eat the cheesecake. And that's why the cheesecake is the chefs of shalmitzah. Because the person who's truly attached to Shavuos on a day of Kabbalah Satara, that he really experiences the ni'ima d'raisa, he doesn't enjoy that cheesecake. Like Rav Gifter said, that how could it be that a ben Torah should eat cakes and cookies? Doesn't understand it. This is a person who was mamash davak batara. Mamash davak batara. How could it be? And even if you see tzaddikim that they eat the cake, they're not eating cake. They don't care for the cake. Whatever they put in front of them, they eat. It doesn't matter whether you're eating cake, whether you're eating salmon, Right? Whether you're eating bread, whether you're eating corn pops. It makes no difference. Right? Hashem says that a person needs to eat to live in this world for his goof, and they eat. I have to say this again. I'm not suggesting this for everybody. In fact, it says by Boaz. It says that by Boaz, it says, according to one shot in the Medrash, by Yitav Libo, that he ate mine mesika achter hamazon. He had dessert. Why did he have it? So the Mefarshim say, it's margelis lashon latayra. That's what the Medrash says. Because it brings a person to learn Torah. There's an inner v'toch shalol lishma, balishma. I'm not going to get into this discussion now. But a person has to know who he is. A person can enjoy sweet things in this world because he wants to give hadat to Hashem about them, that they taste sweet things. That a person needs to know is madrega. Whatever he enjoys, he has to make sure that he thanks Hashem for it. And halavai, one day he'll come to the madrega that the Torah itself will be so sweet that he won't have any sweetness. That's what we're striving for. Like we say every day in davening, before we learn Torah, the Gemara says, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? They didn't make Berachas HaTorah first. So which bracha didn't they make? There's three brachas in Berachas HaTorah. So the Baal Shem Tov said they didn't make the bracha of V'arav Na'ashem Elokinu Asevei Seras Chavafinu. There's a confusion about what it means, the Imadarei. So like the Egli Tal and his Agdama, people think that you're not supposed to have Hana from Torah. Of course you're supposed to have Hana from Torah. That's part of Torah Lishma. You can know how Makush Ratz HaTorah from the sweetness of Torah. It's part of the Inyan of Torah is in the Imadarei. There's a big confusion about that. And they fell into that confusion. They didn't make the bracha of V'arav Na. That the Torah should be sweet to them. Torah should be sweet. And this is the pshat, like we said before. Everybody agrees on Shavuos, the Be'in Anami Lachem. You need to be a Lachem. There needs to be some aspect of Lachem. But everybody has to choose what is your Lachem. On Shavuos. There's Lashem v'Lachem. What's your Lachem? What's your Lashem? I mentioned before the Devei Chaim. Chesky can tell you the exact mice. I don't remember it exactly. But the Devei Chaim, I think it was on Shavuos, that after a long day of davening and learning all night, and the davening by Devei Chaim and Shavuos, Mamish Neuridik, the Avarabba, and the davening of probably 6 hours, 4 hours, whatever it was. But the Devei Chaim, After a very long avoid in Shavuos, he turned to the Chassidim and he said, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, we were Makayim now, the Chatzi Lachem. Now it's time to Makayim the Chatzi Lashem." Mm-hmm. Person has to know what's his Lachem. Of course, you need Lachem on Shavuos. What is the Lachem? Or like the Kedushas Levi. That after a very long day of Yom Kippurim, that he davened on his feet, he didn't leave the Amud for an entire 25 hours. And they said about him that it was mamish, if I didn't know that he was a person, I think he was a malach. That's what the Yeshua Yaakov said. It's a whole maisa. That after the day of Yom Kippurim, that he said, oh, he says, now it's time, after a day like this of fasting, now it's time for something sweet. Something sweet. What did he do? He went to the Gemara Shank, took out a Gemara Sukkah and he sat down and finished the entire Masechet Sukkah. Something sweet after Yom Kippur. You need to break your fast on something sweet. So he broke his fast on the Gemara Sukkah. Right, this is the Lachem. By the Tzaddikim Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says it's the greatest Simchas day of the year. It's the sweetest day of the year. It depends, each person according to his own. For some people, it's the hardest day of the year because they're gufniistic people. But for people that they have a sensitivity for Dveikas Bashem and the Ima Deraisa and the Imas of Tefillah, Kippur is Gematria Dvash. It's a day of tremendous Dvash. Mesuga Midvash and Eifes Tufa. The Kabbalah Torah needs to be a Kabbalah in a way. Not that we're just Mekabal Ol Torah. We have to be Mekabal the Ol Torah. But growth of Liman HaTorah is that we're Mesaking that Ol into being something which is very sweet. That we should be like Boaz, we should be like Rus. Not that we have to. But the truth, a Jew finds that his real Vayitav Libo, his real Simchas HaChaim, the real Tanik which he needs in his life, comes from the Liman HaTorah. And everything else is secondary to that. Which is why Torah was given in the Midbar. What else is there in the Midbar besides Torah? No delicacies in the Torah, in the Midbar. Hashem gave Torah in that way that a Jew should be able to be mavchin within himself. And he understands his growth and learning that he should be zayichet to be able to have that ne'ima d'araisa. That's what it means that Rus was dovka b'na'ami. That she was dovak in the ne'ima d'araisa. that Boaz was the Moida, he was Karov to Naomi, that he was Karov to the Nima Daraisa. Baruch Hu should help us as we approach Shavuos, that we're coming closer to that day of Kabbalah Satara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a Torah in that way, that it's Torah Mipiv. That's what we want, that we should learn Torah Mipiv. And the more that a person has that connection and that yearning to receive Torah Mipiv, the Havchana, how it's nikkur to him, is how sweet the Torah is. We should be Zeicha to be able to make a true Kabbalah Satara, Mitay Simcha, Mitoch Ahava, Mitoch Ni'ima D'Raisa, that it should be a Chayiv of Nitzachayim Min Ha'olam, to have Vegas with Hashem through that Torah, and Torah Chadash Mitzvah Disney, to once again be Makabal Torah Mipiv, because Goyal Tzedek Mihir V'Aminu Amen.